After a full day of special programming for International Women's Day, you'd think we're done celebrating Women's Month on WMNF, but hardly. On Friday, March 29th at 7 p.m. in the live music studio, Living Mirror Playback Theater presents Faster, Higher, Stronger, Women United for Change. You're invited to share your experiences and watch our actors reflect back those stories using improv with heart. Opening remarks by Randy Zimmerman, WMNF's station manager. To reserve your seats for this live show, go to WMNF.org/events.
The heat wave is on its way, and we don't mean the Florida weather. WMNF's Tropical Heat Wave is back at the Cuban Club in Ybor on Saturday, May 4th. You'll see an eclectic mix of national and local bands, like The Record Company.
I got this life to fix, threw it all out in a ditch, broke it down when I was sick, built it back up brick by brick.
Grammy-nominated and Blues Music Award winner, Ruthie Foster. The Dolly Rods. Plus, Eddie Ninevolt, Selwyn Birchwood, Sweeping Promises, and more. All while celebrating with your WMNF community. Don't miss WMNF's Tropical Heat Wave, May 4th at the Cuban Club in Ybor. See the full lineup and buy tickets at tropicalheatwave.org.
Welcome to Live Music Showcase here on 88.5 WMNF Tampa. I'm your host, Ken Apperson. Today, in lieu of a live episode, we're going to be sharing with you a previously recorded episode featuring one of the station's favorites, one of Tampa's favorites, and one of my personal favorites, Christopher James, in light of his upcoming performance at Tropical Heat Wave this year. Tropical Heat Wave, you just heard, is stacked with stellar performers this year. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm going to be there. I hope you'll be there. Today at the station, instead of a live band in the live music studio has been taken over by WMNF's record sale, which is taking place tomorrow, March 23rd at 11 a.m. till 4 p.m. And for donors and active volunteers, you actually get in at 10 a.m. So to find out more information about that, you can go to WMNF.org. But without further ado, here is Christopher James on Live Music Showcase. Welcome to Live Music Showcase here on 88.5 WMNF Tampa. I'm your host, Ken Apperson. Today's episode, well, what can I say? He's one of my favorite human beings in the music world here in the Tampa Bay area. He's fabulous. In a single word here, he's fabulous. Christopher James is here on the show with us. We're going to listen to a little bit of music from Christopher and the exceptional group of musicians he's brought in here with him today. And then we're going to dig into a little bit of exactly what makes Christopher tick inside and out.
Oh, here we go.
Sexy. But first, we're going to hear some music. Go ahead and give us that first song there, KJ.
You got it.
set in stone three times. We'll be singing, baby. Throw care to the wind like we have always been and always had a promise. Yeah. Maybe one day we'll stop running, baby. I should have.
You're listening to Live Music Showcase here on WMNF. We're live in studio with Christopher James. Let's hear that next song, man.
Didn't mean to fall in love. I never saw you coming. Tried too hard to move along, but I found myself at the start. Knew I should've got my heart. Knew I should've known that day. Didn't mean to fall in. Didn't mean to fall in love. It's too late to hide it. Let's not. It's too late to hide it. Don't try to find it. I don't know how we'll figure it out. Seem to find the words, cause I never heard you coming. Try to find another way, still circling around each other. Like the winds from a hurricane, we really should have known better. Didn't mean to fall in, didn't mean to fall in love. Hi. but we'll figure it out. Yeah.
You're listening to Live Music Showcase here on WMNF. We're live in studio with Christopher James. If you like what you're hearing, you can always watch what you're hearing too. We have a live stream going on, full production live stream going on right here in the studio from our Facebook page, WMNF's Live Music Showcase. Search it, find it, leave a comment, let us know what you're doing today. Well, let us know what you're doing for this Labor Day weekend coming up. And in just a little while here at the half of the show, we're going to dive into exactly what it is that makes Christopher James Christopher James.
That's so scary.
Is it?
Yeah.
I can't. I'm okay. That makes me even more excited. Yeah. It's like a roller coaster.
A little bit, but yeah. like
nope. Okay. Less vomit.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Hopefully.
We'll see.
My lips, but heart instead.
taken away. Ghosts before us, they sing the chorus, humming hallelujah silently. We'll be humming hallelujah silently. Makes me miss the days we could have seen. We'll be humming hallelujah silently.
You're listening to Live Music Showcase here on 88.5 WMNF. We're live in studio with Christopher James. That's a beautiful song.
Thank you. I like it a lot. This one's not so... I mean, it's beautiful. Anyway.
I know there's a great story behind that song. I definitely want to hear
it. And there's a lot more to it since last year.
Is there even more?
Well, I mean... We'll get into it.
Yeah. Stick around for the interview in just a little while, you guys. But let's hear that next song.
I'll admit, I'll admit, I'll admit, I got issues. I don't quite know half my mind up. There's a lot of learning left to do. You see, we got a problem that we ain't solving, 'cause some of us don't like the day-to-day. But hey now, by my brother, with all the color, there's got to be so much more to each other than what was said. Woo! Said before us, let's sing the chorus and maybe we can learn a thing or two.
Showcase here on 88.5. We're live in studio with Christopher James. We got about one more song.
It's up to you.
And then we'll dive into a few things. There's a couple of things that we've got to talk about. You have a couple of shows coming up.
Yeah, yeah.
Very important shows coming up.
We're excited about those shows.
You're working on some new music.
Yeah, that's a new thing too.
We're gonna catch up over everything that's happened over the past year since the last time you were on the show. It was a very different experience than what you're experiencing now.
It really was. But it wasn't at the same time. I mean, it was.
It was very intimate.
Yeah.
It was very intimate in that it was just you and me.
I was about to say, it's like, are you in my bedroom? What's happening right now?
Not at the moment.
Yeah, no. Thank God.
No.
Right. We'd be cramped.
It would be. Is it small?
Yeah.
It's a small space?
Yeah, it's a small space.
It's for sleeping. That's okay.
Yeah, it's for sleeping, not for anything else.
Exactly.
Let's just move on.
So we're gonna talk a little bit to Christopher James here and get to know him a little bit. If you have questions, especially on the live stream, we would love to find out exactly what you want to know about Mr. Christopher James here.
Yeah,
he's been
big fan.
Pretty well established here in the Tampa Bay area for a few years now. So
yeah, well, yeah.
There it is. So let's hear that last song. Well, not last song, but this next song. And I can't wait to dive into one of these.
You and me both.
Yeah.
It's going to be great.
I'm just mad at you. You pull me in like the shore does the sea. You and me were mad as can be. I'm not for you. I don't think I'll ever come to. I got my head in the clown's door. Don't know how. Come down. Oh, honey, you can burn the ropes of every bridge that we could ever cross, yeah. And I'll be there across from where you lit and stare me down. Now I'm mad at the cold. Ties, baby, just to go with the tides. I can't stop thinking of you and all the words you spun me through. Got my head up in the clouds, I don't know how I'll ever come down. Oh, honey, you can burn the road of every bridge that we could ever cross, yeah. And I'll be there across from where you lit and stare me down. Mad at the cold. It ain't over.
You're listening to Live Music Showcase here on WMNF Tampa 88.5. We are live in studio with Christopher James.
Yeah.
That was... your music, I'll say this about it. You gave me a record. You gave me an LP.
I did. When I went to your house.
When you came over to the house. Yeah. We did a live stream thing back when the music world was still shut down.
Yeah, that was fun.
I still occasionally put on that LP. I'm not going to lie. I put it on occasionally, but I also listen to it on the streaming platforms.
No, that's okay. That yeah. Both help.
2022.
Yeah.
You know how it is.
What are you going to do?
But the point is, on a day where I'm a little stressed out, your music is one of my go-tos to calm down, to relax, to get a little perspective.
That may be one of the best compliments to, well, I don't want to say to any, to me as a musician, because I make music because I need to.
Yeah.
And I don't mean that in like some like esoteric manner. I mean that in like my mental health is better because I write music. And if I didn't, I'm afraid I would just be in a dark space. So to know that my music can meet you when you're stressed, that's totally life-giving.
See, we were talking about that last week on the show, about how artists and musicians, there is the ones that are inherently so. There's a compulsion. There's a genuine need to create.
Yeah.
Now whether your medium is music or it's visual or it's clay pottery or there's the performance artist who did the thing in New York where she, you know, provided a table of things for people to abuse her with.
Oh, yeah.
For whatever reason, that satiated that compulsion for her as
need
an artist.
To create, yeah.
The need to create.
Yeah.
And so because of that, do you ever struggle with the concept that your artistry is somewhat selfish?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
I knew you were going to say that.
I do because... well, one, because I'm a dad, and so I have two kids, and so sometimes when I feel the need to write, going to my room and sitting down with a guitar feels selfish to me. And I'm like, I need to provide for these boys first before I ever do anything like that. And like, there's a balance. There absolutely has to be a balance, because if I'm going to be a good father, I need to teach my kids how to give themselves their own space so that they can create, even in the midst of parenting.
Totally. You know?
So it's like sometimes that feels selfish. Other times it feels like while the world was shut down, I didn't allow myself the space to write. I was in a, you know,
survival mode.
I was 100% in survival mode. Mm-hmm. I didn't allow myself the artistic space. And so taking that artistic space felt selfish in that manner. And so,
yeah,
it's a balance.
So here's the thing to the listeners out there too, something that I try to impart upon any of my friends or, you know, people that I care about, you included. Selfishness as a word is a scary word. It has such a negative connotation to it. But the reality is selfishness in moderation is not only healthy, it's necessary.
Oh my gosh, 100%.
It's necessary.
We are, and we could dive into the culture of it.
This is what we do when we get together. This is why we did a pre-interview. We haven't gotten into any of those things yet, Christopher. Okay, you're right. And maybe we will. Maybe we'll do like a behind-the-scenes thing.
We'll go syntax.
After.
We'll go into... No, I'm just playing.
Syntax. Yeah, absolutely. Before I forget, let's open that... one of you guys, if you want to open that drum door.
Oh, I got it.
The drum room is always a little warm back there. Let's give him a little bit of a moment to breathe. And then when we play some more music here in just a few minutes... We'll close him back in there and hope that he survives the rest of the hour.
You alive? Nice. You good?
Are you good?
Yeah, he's good.
He's good.
Thumbs
he's
up.
Nodding. Yes, yeah. Good. Thumbs up. Excellent. Okay, so first and foremost, you've got a song. I think it was your most recent single, Feelings.
Feelings, yeah.
Right? Feelings.
Yeah.
You're a feelings guy, right?
Yeah.
When's the last time you cried?
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah.
Like this morning?
I know. That's why I asked. I was curious.
Yeah. No, I love... This sounds so weird.
You love a good cry.
I love a good cry.
Okay.
Like,
why?
I really do. It's cathartic. But we're also, like, we're giving ourselves permission to be... Crying is not extreme, but sometimes, like, withholding that, like, we're taught to, like, as you and I, as male people, we are,
there it is.
You know, we are taught to, hey, you know, rub some dirt in it, suck it up, you know, and move on.
Mm-hmm.
And as a kid, that's what I did on a baseball field, like all the time I would get hurt, and it's like, well, just rub some dirt in it, you know, you'll be fine.
Right.
Don't, you know, don't worry about it. Go run a lap. And it's like, I just broke my leg. What do you mean run a lap? All right, let me go run a lap.
Just hop. Just
yeah.
hop lap.
And
yeah.
so allowing myself the privilege to go, hey, you're sad. Feel sad.
Yeah.
You deserve to feel sad. Like, do we deserve to be happy? Abso-frickin-lutely. We mm-hmm. absolutely deserve to be happy. But equally, we deserve to be sad too, because those are this we those emotions are very important in the balance of how we walk that out. So yeah, it was probably a Bluey episode though. If I'm going to be honest, I was sitting with my kids. It's an Australian cartoon.
Oh, Blue. Oh, okay.
Bluey.
The kids show.
Yeah,
yeah.
Dude, every episode.
Really?
Just a ball of tears.
Really?
Oh, it's wonderful. It's great.
That's phenomenal.
And they're like 7-minute episodes, so you know, you blow through them pretty quick.
As an interviewer, I think one of my goals for the rest of this interview is going to be to try to make you cry. In a
I almost
positive.
Cried. I almost cried during Humming Hallelujah.
I saw that. You got a little misty during Humming Hallelujah. Yeah. Tell me about that song.
So that song came about. I won't tell like the big the like how the song came about, because it's a very long story.
Okay.
But long story short, it was written for a friend of mine's dad.
Yeah.
Who was just a he was a big part of everybody's life, and there was just a huge part that was going to be missed when he expressing his you couldn't predict what he was going to do, and he would do anything and everything to make you laugh, whatever it was. And so a part of that was singing Hallelujah, but like Handel Messiah, like belting it and right. scaring everybody in the house. Like that was a part of what he would do. He would just sneak in and scare everybody. And so that kind of uncertainty is the thing that was going to be missed in this family. And so it came about like, all right, well, instead of writing like scare the crap out of you, Hallelujah, like let's do something a little less abrasive, maybe humming yeah. Hallelujah, that sounds better. But it was written for his father's, my friend's father's passing. And so went up there, was with him, and I tell the story and it's great. And it hits people who have recently lost their father or a family member or something like that. And I lost my father, my stepfather. See, got really close crying right now.
Yeah.
And it'll almost be
What's
a year.
What's his name?
Danny Christopher.
Danny Christopher.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he was the best of us, genuinely. And he was a guy that... He was very predictable. He was almost the antithesis of this, you know, this other father. But he was also not. I lied about playing drums when I was a kid to a whole bunch of kids who wanted me in their band.
Right.
And I was like, yeah, I play drums. I'd never touched a drum set in my life. And so they book a show and I tell him, he's like, you're an idiot. I was like, I know I'm an idiot. Well, let's go get you a drum set. I didn't know this. He played drums as a kid.
Ha! Huh.
And he taught me how to play drums. And that was my introduction to music. Growing up, I got my first motorcycle. He was riding motorcycles. I'm like, what the heck? When in your life did you start riding motorcycles? Oh, well, I used to ride motorcycles in Indiana all the time on the farm. Like, there's so much about you I don't know. And I loved that. I was always learning about this man. So now that I sing it, there's this, you know, there's an old front door with your frame without your frame leaned against it is the lyrics.
Yeah.
And it's just this image of here my father is, here, you know, here my stepfather is, and he's no longer in this door frame when I go to his house. And that just like tears me up sometimes when I sing. So, I mean, there's another song that I'm trying to write. It's very similar in the motif of the song, but it's very like, yeah, it's just that the application is different, but I wrote a song that touches me in a different way than I originally planned it to be.
If he heard that song, how do you think he'd react to it?
He'd probably tell me to shut up. No, I'm just playing. I'm playing. No, honestly, he was an emotional guy too.
Okay.
And it wasn't until he was older that he allowed himself to get into those emotions too. So he would probably be right along with me crying. And so, and that's what's so great about it is that, he would never cry in front of me.
Really?
Well, I don't want to say that because he has. But like he would do his best to kind of just keep it.
Like you're doing now?
Yeah. And then when he would go away, he would let that go. And so either by himself or with my mom, something like that, he would just kind of let it go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What does your mom think of that song?
Of Humming Hallelujah?
Yeah.
She loves it.
Yeah.
I don't think she's heard it since his passing. But like I said, there's another song in the works with his idea into it. And so I have yet to show her that song. And we'll see how kind of like that goes about. She might be like, oh, he would love it, Chris. I'm like, that just sounds so wonderful. I love it.
Is that really what she sounds like?
100%.
Is that a spot on impression of your mom?
Do you know my impressions? Those are right on.
I do know your impressions quite well. It's kind of amazing, actually, because when Christopher James, when I first met Christopher James, I'd been following his career, you know, via the internet.
22 years.
Picture it, Sicily, 1912. No, I'd been following his career for a couple of years, watching this guy play music around town, this angelic, you know.
Oh, easy.
Angelic, you know, but like gritty and textured voice that you have with all that control. I was just immediately jealous and hated you immensely.
You're allowed.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
if you ever, you know, disappear, it's not me. Just kidding. but the thing that I kept noticing about you was how, like, everything you're saying right now is your entire, you know, online persona too. Mm-hmm. And the cynical part of my brain saw that and went, nope, this guy's fake.
Well, I mean,
this guy's gaslighting.
But we're built like that. We're built to go, well, this guy's a fraud. You know, we've seen way too many movies.
But like, even now I say that and immediately you look for a way to validate my feelings about that.
Well, sorry.
Like, bam, right off the bat. And I love that because that tells me that it's genuine. Which is so rare.
But I still have a hard time taking a compliment.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
That's okay. I'll stop doing it.
Those do not equal the same thing.
You're almost allowed to have a hard time taking a compliment. There.
Thanks,
there
Dad.
That's the See? The sarcasm and the sardonic, you know, it's there. It's in the back of my head.
Yeah.
And it's like like when you're sitting patiently listening to a friend who cannot play music, you know, try out a song with you and you want to strangle them. But instead you go, let's work on these things.
Yeah.
Because these things need some work.
I like that.
Because we're friends.
Yeah.
And I don't want to strangle you to death.
And that's what we do as friends. We allow them to be imperfect.
But anyway, so you came over to the house.
Sorry, yeah.
And see what happens?
Yep.
Came over to the house and we played a little game that I made up called First Impressions. And it went so incredibly well that I still watch it for a laugh to this day.
I went on YouTube the other day and I saw it. And there's like a couple thousand views on that thing, which blows my mind.
Yeah. There's a couple of thousand people that know a couple of your impressions. We won't dive into all of them. We won't play game here because we're coming up to the end of the interview section.
Oh, yeah.
And by the way, you're going to hear another couple of songs by Christopher James here. So make sure you stick around if you're sticking around for that. For those of you on the live stream right now, I did notice that there were people in there that are loving what you're doing.
Oh, I love that. Thank you.
We had a couple of people that were saying, post where his shows are. So you have one of the Crowbar coming up tomorrow?
Yeah, I wish it was the Crowbar, but it's not. That's okay. The Attic.
That's
in
Attic.
Ebor. That's okay. The Attic above Rock Brothers Brewery.
Love that room.
It's a beautiful room. Beautiful room. So that is on September 8th. We're going to be with our friend Kat Ridgway and The Tourist.
Wonderful.
Who's another amazing songwriter.
And then you have another one.
And then on the 9th, the next day, on Friday, we're going to be in Marion Theater in Ocala.
Beautiful.
Yeah,
beautiful.
We're really excited about that.
So that's where you can find Christopher James. You can also find Christopher James at ChristopherJamesMusic.com. Yeah, there we go. Jeez. Very nice. Very, very nice. Okay, so real quick.
Yeah.
We're not going to do the whole game.
No. Okay.
But you must have known that I want to hear. I'll trade you one impression for another impression, and we'll see if the audience can figure out who it is.
All right.
Feel free to leave us a comment in live stream to guess who it is.
Wait, so it has to be an obscure one?
No.
Oh, okay.
We can have it's got to be good though.
Okay.
I know you've got a few really, really good ones.
All right. Okay.
Do you want to go first?
Yeah.
Okay. Go for it.
Oh man, I hate saying yes. All right.
You and most of the rest of the listeners, I think.
You're listening to WMNF. It's so great to be with you guys today. My name is Christopher James.
You even laugh in the impression. That's really good. I love that.
Thank you.
I think
very
I know
much.
Who that is. All right.
Yeah.
Well, so should
I don't think we're allowed to say their name on without getting some sort of
Schmicky Schmausch.
I loved it.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's the guy, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, trademarking. Yeah. Good call.
Thank you very much. That's why I'm here.
All right, should I do one?
Yeah, I want to hear it.
Okay. I don't remember if I did this. I think I did this one when we got together.
There's one that I keep thinking of, but
Go ahead and tell me, because it's probably not the one I'm
Sean Connery is really good.
No, you mean Michael Caine.
Oh, your Michael Caine is really good, right?
Some men. No, I'm not going to do it.
Whatever. I am Michael Caine.
I'm Michael Caine.
Yeah, I love him.
Some men just want to watch the world burn.
There you go.
But I'll do one. All right. It's very easy. It's very quick.
This is so good.
Healthcare.
That's it.
Oh! That's all you had to
do. That's all you, that's it.
Honestly,
that's the whole...
Oh, you could have just went, ugh!
Right.
And then everybody went,
I'm once again asking for your donation.
Oh, that is really good. If I close my eyes, you're sitting here with mittens.
There it is.
Yeah.
With my arms crossed.
Nailed it.
That's perfect.
Just curmudgeon.
The memes are endless. Here they come. All right. So before we come up to the end of this wonderful interview segment, because we are actually coming up to the end of it here, there is one subject that you mentioned yesterday when we were speaking that I really want to see if we can scratch the surface of it.
Sure,
really.
Let's do it.
But you talked about when you were a kid, you know what? Actually, you made a post on your social media recently that was about how important it was for you now to have a creative space.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
Because when you were younger, you didn't have anything like that.
No.
And it got me thinking about the way you grew up, and I've heard you kind of talk a little bit about theology and that kind of thing. But you mentioned yesterday that you went to school for theology.
I did.
Out of spite.
Yeah, that's a real thing. That's a real thing.
What do you mean? How do you go to school theology out of spite?
Well,
I'll show them by learning.
Well,
like,
yeah, well, no, pretty much. That's kind of what it was.
Okay,
it was. So life is such a ride, man.
Yeah,
like you can have these really, really crazy turns in life, and then it could just like drop, right?
Yeah,
and I had one of those dropping moments. It was a very kind of humiliating situation happen with myself and some people that I was with. I was kind of in a charismatic Christian community, and I asked a question, and from just a simple question, it became this very, very kind of over dramatic thing that it didn't need to be. It from unhealthy people projecting unhealthy things.
Well, I mean, what happened? Did you ask for wine?
No.
That wasn't that almost, on Sunday?
That probably would have been better.
Yeah.
No, I just asked a question. We were reading some text in the Old Testament, and what I was hearing was not making sense with the text. And so I asked how this apply, like what's the application here?
Like a contradiction?
Yeah.
And
but I didn't want to say contradiction. Because you want to respect, right?
Sure.
And so I was just trying to find some sort of understanding. And in that asking a question, I was then deemed as like a deceiver of
Interesting.
Sorts. And so by the end of the day, it was like very melodramatic, you know, rain coming down and me in the parking lot on my knees, you know, Shawshank Redemption kind of style.
Journey playing in the background.
Yeah. Don't stop, but not that one. It was
not
like,
that one.
Sarah, fire in your eyes. No, never mind. That was not playing. Flashback from my youth as a child. So I had this really humiliating kind of situation. And then from that, I was like, this is the last time it's going to happen. I'm never going to feel this way again. I'm going to learn why you're wrong.
Interesting.
And I went to school. I took theology courses. I took hermeneutics and apologetics. I took church history.
Yeah.
You know, down the line, and I did that for a decade.
Now I have one more question for you, and then I want to hear another song for sure.
Yeah.
Am I joining you on this one?
Yes, you are.
Okay, I actually get to play a little bit of music.
I wasn't sure
for
if
the first
you've ever,
time ever.
I wasn't sure if you've ever done that before. So
I don't
like,
think I've ever done it in here. I don't have a great memory. It may have happened, and I don't remember.
Yeah, possible, that's okay. But, that's all right.
But either way, you know, win or lose, we'll see how it goes. But it might not be a great contribution. You never know.
It's going to be fine.
Gonna be fine. But no, before we get out of that subject, the last thing I'm really curious about,
sure,
because you're one of the rare people that I feel comfortable asking this question to.
Cool.
That I think you both will appreciate it, and I think that you actually have a reasonable answer to it. But people that are raised in faith often have a, at least in my experience, I can't speak for everyone, but I would say in my experience, have a need to fill that void once they've stepped away from that with some other lifestyle or concept.
Yeah.
Do you find yourself to be one of those people?
That is a great question. I do not believe I would categorize myself as that because I, but so, all right. So here, let's just go a little bit deeper. both my parents are relatively, they have addictive personalities. I myself also have an addictive personality and wrestled with that.
Yeah.
And while I was young, I think the church in some way became a substitution for that kind of addiction. I was curious about it and I dove right into it. And I think, you know, people with that kind of like obsessive personality, sometimes we just like, we're all in. We never half anything. We full anything.
Yeah.
And so coming out of that particular belief system and diving into theology and saying, I dove into it like an addict. I was like, I want to find everything else. Let's figure this out.
Do you think that's where your artistic compulsion maybe has its inception?
Before all of that, I did fine art. I was a huge two-dimensional graphite pencil artist.
So there you go.
And then afterward, I never touched it.
Huh. Interesting.
And I still, like, I haven't yet. I do graphic design and stuff like that, but I haven't, like, sometimes when I put pen to paper or pencil to paper, I'm like, oh, no, I'm not good enough. I'm going to create
Leave some. Yourself room for
Thank,
it.
Yeah,
Leave
exactly.
yourself room
sometimes
for it.
Sometimes you got to suck to become better.
That's right. We're live in studio with Christopher James here on Live Music Showcase. We're live every Tuesday, every Friday at 2 p.m. after the news headlines. We're going to hear one more song from Christopher James here. Then we're going to give you a few more little notes about the show here and there. By the way, if you want to listen to the show in podcast form, you can listen to it on Spotify or Apple Music. Just search Live Music Showcase and make sure you follow it. We drop new episodes every single Friday. Let's dive into that song. I can't wait to play a tune with you, man.
A deep sea of strangers. Step, pause, breathe, cause this moment can't last forever. And time moves on, cue ticking hands will show. There's gotta be more than it. New from the very start. To be more than this. You from the very start. Something to say. Keep every bit of me before I gave my
well.
You're listening to Live. This is Debbie.